1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, A-Team, which starred George Peppard and Mr. T and all those guys, I've been told by my producer, after the hundreds and thousands and millions of rounds spent on that show, nobody ever died. And these guys were former Special Forces soldiers who would shoot the car just bad enough to make it flip upside down, but the dude would always crawl out. Remember that? So why didn't they just run up and shoot them? I don't know. Okay, 1-800-449-868. They didn't run up and shoot him because that was the beginning of the no violence on TV thing, so that all little kids would grow up to be cool, like those guys that did Columbine. Not a lot of good that did. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Fredericks of Hollywood is going to file Chapter 11 if they haven't already, and are planning on restructuring their organization. Now, if you are familiar with Fredericks of Hollywood, they made all of that very sexy lingerie and nightwear for women and some for men, too. Chris Norton, who is he's a marketing technician from Redondo Beach and also an aspiring adult film director and actor. We have him on the phone from Redondo Beach here this evening with a kind of an interesting point of view on all of this. Chris, you were a big Fredericks of Hollywood fan?
Oh yeah, Phil. Fredericks of Hollywood has done so much, and we didn't want their passing to go unnoticed.
Well, they're not passing yet. They're restructuring their business.
That is true, and hopefully, Fredericks of Hollywood is going to be with us for a long, long time. But I think Fredericks of Hollywood has been very sussy with their clothing, and they did a little something, Phil, that changed so much of my life. And maybe there's some other dudes out there who have changed their life too. But it changed so much of my life when, in 1990, a girlfriend gave to me a pair of, and can you guess what I'm going to say, Phil? I'm just wondering, can you guess?
Your girlfriend gave to you, I don't know.
She gave me a pair of thong underwear.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Thong underwear.
Thong underwear?
That's correct. And that sort of kicked me into a new level of sexuality. And the women's, if the women wear thong underwear.
You're saying thong, aren't you?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, because it sounds like you're saying thong underwear. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the defensive. I don't mean to do that, Chris.
No, that's okay. I understand. I have kind of a different way of speaking, but it's kind of my signature way of speaking, too. It's sort of a sassy way. And I know a lot of people, a lot of women notice it, too.
All right, you were going to say something about thong underwear, and that helps the look of a woman?
Yeah, thong underwear makes a woman's buns look tasty. In the old days, if women wore panties with their slacks or with their dresses, many times you'd see what we call panty bulge, or you'd see a term that I use, toilet sloppy. What that means is that was when the panties themselves would not make a woman's body look the way that it should. Along came the thaw. And what the thaw did was it allowed a woman's rear end, her buns, to take a normal shape, and she looked tasty. You know, and that's what I think is so great about the thong.
All right, well, but we're talking about more things than just the thong underwear. Fredericks of Hollywood has had so many styles. Now, Victoria's Secret, did they rip them off?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, Victoria's Secret don't show nothing. You know, if you get their catalog in the mail, and I get both the Fredericks of Hollywood and I get the Victoria's Secret catalog, it don't show nothing. Okay, I get disappointed every month by the Victoria's Secret catalog. When I get the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog, I'm like, you know, yeah, I'm ready to go. And so that's number one. Number two, Phil, Fredericks of Hollywood has given so many women the opportunity to get married by putting them in sexwear that makes them marryable. I think it's interesting to note that a lot of women would not be marriage material were it not for Fredericks of Hollywood. If you look at a woman who we may call her a two-bagger or a multi-bagger, a woman who's not that good-looking, put her in some of the sesswear of Fredericks of Hollywood and a variety of push-up bras if you're flat. Yeah, I mean, I'm addressing a lot of women right now if you're flat, you know as well as I do that the Fragrance of Hollywood push-up bra has been good for you. And if you're, you know, you're kicking them as you walk, I mean, the opposite of being flat, that also has helped.
All right, well, I got to hold you up here for just a second, Chris. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, aspiring adult. Do you direct adult films?
Oh, I have directed two video adult features, but I am trying to kind of expand what I'm involved in.
Okay, you're an aspiring a working one?
Well, I still do marketing, but yes, I am aspiring.
An aspiring adult film director and star. You want to star in them?
Yeah, I have starred in two adult films that I have directed.
All right, Chris is our guest. 1-800-449-8686. He's talking about Fredericks of Hollywood filing Chapter 11, and in that Chapter 11, they want to restructure their organization. And you're kind of giving them a talk up. You're a big fan of their company.
Yes, I am a very big fan, Phil. For right
now, let's talk a little bit about what you just said. Were it not for Fredericks of Hollywood, a lot of women would not be married today. What do you mean by that?
I mean that it's, you know...
Their clothing made them look better?
Yes, absolutely. Fredericks of Hollywood's peekaboo, the crotchless underwear, edible panties, the variety of push-up bras that they do, as well as the bustiers, all of those have helped a lot of women, whether they were the Mercy Lay, beer goggle bait, or two-bagger. I feel that it's so important to remember that. And that's why I tip my hat to Fredericks of Hollywood. I've actually slept with in my life, and you have to understand, I'm a single man of 28, so I've been with a lot of women's, and I have actually slept with two baggers and beer goggle bait, and because they were wearing Fredericks of Hollywood gear, I slept with a multiple bagger one time, and as long as she kept it on, I was there. But if she took it off, I'm out, and then I'm gone. See? I'm very good looking, so as a black.
What do you mean by a two bagger or beer goggle bait? Are you talking about a woman's looks?
Well, yes, sir. I'm not.
I mean, don't you find that a little sexist?
I guess it is kind of bad. I mean, I'm sorry. What I meant to say.
I mean, can we find a woman who's like, you could say she's less attractive than other women?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean by two bagger.
By a two bagger, meaning what? She's. She takes two bags to. God, I mean.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, that's what it means. It takes two bags. Otherwise. You turn to stone. I mean, in the Bible it says that Lot turned to stone when he looked at his wife's face. And
no, the Bible doesn't say that. It said that Lot's wife turned to salt when she looked at Gomorrah or Sodom and Gomorrah.
I thought he turned to stone when she saw her face.
No.
No, that's not it.
Well, the point that I'm saying is she's so ugly that one bag won't do the work of hiding her face. But what I'm saying is...
Okay, so these are women who are not attractive, and Fredericks of Hollywood makes them look attractive with their clothing.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. By the way, Phil, in association with Duvalier Fragrances, which is we have developed a woman's perfume to help us raise money for Fredericks of Hollywood. If you want to buy this delicious perfume, it's called A Hint of Bush, and it's a woman's perfume that I think that...
A Hint of Bush?
Yes, sir.
And what is that? That's perfume?
That's a woman's perfume, yeah. And that will help defray the cost of helping, you know, Fredericks of Hollywood. Did I do something wrong? Or?
Well, you know something, Chris? You presented yourself in a way that you could use a little work. You're talking about women having two-bag faces, and you've got a perfume here called A Hint of Bush that I don't know.
Well, Mr. Henry, I may not know a lot about how to speak on the radio, but I do know one thing. I'm very good-looking, I have a good body, and women enjoy me, and so I want to pay them back by helping out Fredericks of Hollywood, and I hope women, you know... I mean, Fredericks of Hollywood has helped many women to get married.
Okay, so, yeah, you said that a lot of women wouldn't be married if it wasn't for Fredericks of Hollywood.
Well, they wouldn't. I mean, there's a lot of hanky-looking women out there, man. Trust me, I've seen them. You know, on any given Friday night at Rusty Pelican, I see them, and they wouldn't be married.
All right, well, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We talked to Chris Norton here about Fredericks of Hollywood.
Am I messing up?
No, you're not messing up. You're just...
I want to say that men might want to buy the perfume and just put some on their finger so they can enjoy it all day long, you know.
Well, what is this? A hint of Bush is the perfume?
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking to Chris Norton, aspiring adult film director and actor who wants to raise money for Fredericks of Hollywood because he says without them, a lot of women who he calls two baggers and beer goggle bait wouldn't be married. And I think that I think the guy needs a little, you know, lesson in social tact. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. I'm Phil Henry. It's not often that I will actually take a guest under my wing and try to help them along here, but Chris, I'm not trying to make you look bad, but you're not pitching your product very well.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You really like Fredericks of Hollywood, and you're concerned that they're going bankrupt.
Yeah, I was really concerned about that, Phil. And you know, I don't think I need a lecture or anything, but I do apologize if I put things
Well, you're saying that Fredericks of Hollywood sells very sexy clothing, and you're right, and you were doing well up to that point. But then you made the comment that if it wasn't for Fredericks of Hollywood, a lot of women wouldn't be married because they're two baggers and beer goggle bait.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that that's sort of offensive to a lot of women to say that?
Well, I mean, I'm not one of these touchy-feely guys. See, first of all, I think I can enlighten you about something, Phil.
Okay.
Women like men who are a little bit dangerous, and they like men who are kind of rough and kind of rough them up a little bit. I mean, I don't mean physically.
Okay.
And I'm kind of a dangerous guy. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not some touchy-feely, sensitive guy, okay? I'm very sassy. I have a lot of sexuality that women are very attracted to, you know? And so when women's, you know, talk about, you know, they want to get into their Fredericks of Hollywood gear. Yeah, I call them a two-bagger or a beer goggle bait or a multi-bagger or a mercy lay because they kind of get off on being, you know, pushed away because they want to try to come back and get me.
What are you playing hard to get?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm playing hard to get. If you want a woman, and I can give advice to all the guys out there that have ever wanted a woman and she would never come around for you, play hard to get. Just tell her, well, baby, you know, I can't go out with you tonight. I got to slip my beer goggles on first. Oh, that's better.
And beer goggles, by the way, meaning you have to drink enough beer so the girl looks good.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. I'm explaining it to the audience. I don't know that you're going to win any friends talking like this. Let me go to...
Let's see what the people think.
Okay, well, let me go to a call in Seattle on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hey there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there is, absolutely nothing sexy about this man speaking, so let's just get that up front. He is extremely sexist, very simple-minded, obviously, and insulting. And I think he's absolutely full of himself, and he shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, I wish you could be more specific. I mean, what I've said basically is I want to keep a good company going, and I want women to look better. I think every man does.
Well, that's not the point that I'm arguing with you about. I think every woman would like to look better, too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, and I have no qualms about Fredericks of Hollywood. I have nothing. My qualms are about you and the way that you address women, which is completely and totally disrespectful.
No,
and if you have any brains at all, and there's nothing sexy about you.
What are you saying, Chris? Chris, what are you saying when you say women are kind of attracted to that?
Women like men that are dangerous, and if you say that a woman's like beer goggle bait or a multi-bagger, she thinks you're a challenge.
You know what? That is not a dangerous kind of man. I would love a dangerous kind of man. You're not a dangerous kind of man. That is a stupid kind of man, one that's extremely ignorant. That's not dangerous at all. That's ignorance.
Well,
you know
a lot of women...
between those two things?
What?
Dangerous and ignorant?
Well, no, I'm not being ignorant. I'm saying, hey, baby, let me, you know, slip a bag over your head before I'm going to slip it to you.
Do you think that's disrespectful?
No.
Why don't you just stay away from those kind of women if that's how you're interpreting them?
Because in my mind, I know that if I get her back to my apartment and have her slip on one of the push-up bras that I keep her in around for women like that, she'll look okay.
So wait a minute. So this says a lot about you,
yeah,
too. So now you can't stand a woman because she's not pretty enough, but then you'll put a bag over your head and do whatever.
No.
Boy,
I'm saying,
you're going to have some good self-confidence. I'm
saying that if I pick a girl up on a Friday night, let's say a Rusty Pelican or TGIY Friday, I'll take her back to my apartment. If she's a multi-bagger, I'll say slip into something comfortable. I have a silk
robe. I'm asking you, why would you do that? Why would you personally do that if you thought somebody was that repulsive?
Because
what
of the mercy.
What does that say about you?
Because it's a mercy lay, okay?
Why would you do that?
Because
if you're such a hot toddy, you know, why would you even need to do that? That's why I'm not buying the fact that you're this multi, you know, dynamic, dangerous, sexy man. Because you know what? I don't think you are.
Well,
I mean, you are probably the mercy lay.
No,
okay?
I mean, every woman needs
sex
sometimes. Even ugly ones have urges. And what I try to do is help out. And I think I like women, even the ones that you have to slip a bag on their head. That's all I'm saying. And so I bring them back to my apartment. I have a silk robe that I wear. I tell them to slip into some of the Fredericks of Hollywood wear that I have. And it makes them look good. It makes them feel good, too. That's the thing you're missing.
You know what?
When
a
multi-bag
look good and feel good without you, you are doing nothing to enhance a woman's feelings. So
I want to
that straight right now.
I want to jump in here. This is Phil Henry. What do you mean, Chris, by making her feel better?
Well, Phil, what I do is, like a lot of women who are real woofers, okay? I mean, she belongs in a kennel. But if you give her, like, crotchless panties, then it starts to feel good, you know? They start feeling better about themselves after I give them the big O face, okay?
What's the big O face?
That's where you're going, oh, like that. And that's what this woman doesn't understand. And, you know, I feel sorry for you. But what are you going to do?
I totally understand, and I'm just saying, kind of a pathetic individual that is way off, out of base, and you're creating something that's absolutely fictitious. Because
no.
Women do not feel that way.
Well, guaranteed. I think you're wrong.
Well, you're talking
wrong.
A woman here.
Well, she's wrong.
Yeah, well, see,
ask
there
some of the
go.
Beer goggle bait that I've been out
again.
With. You ask some of the woofers I've been out with, they'll agree with me.
I don't
All
think,
right.
You know what? I don't think
what?
Anybody that you call that would ever speak to you again if you said it to their face.
I don't say it to their face.
Well, what do you say to a woman like that?
I go, you're pretty. I'll bet you could be better looking if you put this on.
So you're a liar also.
Right?
That's an attractive feature. Women love that, you know? And
what? What did I...
Men that lie. Oh, that's right up there. That
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I'm
you
saying...
You said you're lying.
No, I said you're pretty, but if you put this on...
No, you're saying women are, you know, these baggers, whatever, and then you're telling them they're pretty to their face? What a artist. You are a cracker,
man. You gotta get with the program, baby.
You gotta get your life together because you are.
Hey, my life is. I'm having a good time. I'm kicking. You know,
yeah,
I have lots of women. I'm very good looking, and I'm very ripped.
I don't believe you.
And I'm built. You know.
I don't believe you because you know what?
Yeah, you wish.
You're lying, man.
You wish you could be with me.
No, I don't. I think you are disgusting. So.
Oh yeah, because
no
I happen
the
because I happen.
To, hello.
What? Because I happen to have it going on. And
you
I
don't
got,
have it going on, fella.
I
That's
got a great
problem.
Body.
You think you have it going on? That's what's really funny is because you don't even know you don't have it going on.
No, you're upset. You're upset because I'm calling a spade a spade. You probably recognize yourself in some
no,
of that
I'm,
beer goggle
I'm
bait commentary.
You're lying to women and you're degrading them. That's what's bugging me, and it's
do
all
you hear
women.
What the woman?
I think it's disgusting.
That's what the woman is trying to say to you.
I've actually slept with two baggers and beer goggle bait, and they got better looking. Okay.
The more beer you drank?
No, the Fredericks of Hollywood. Let me ask you this, ma'am. Do you want to buy some perfume?
You know what? Let me ask you this. Does Fredericks know you're doing this? Because you are one bad advertisement for them.
I just love the drain with you helping them out. I love their company. Do you want to buy a hint of Bush?
I think Fredericks should know that you're out on the radio.
Is that the perfume you're selling?
It's a women's perfume called Hint of Bush. Do you want to buy it or not? Nah, you don't know what's going on.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. I don't think you're helping yourself here, Chris. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Thank you. had to use the rubber band.
All right, hold on, Chris. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us. He is an aspiring adult film producer, adult film director, and actor. He wants to honor Fredericks of Hollywood. They're going through some tough financial times. Chapter 11, Fredericks of Hollywood, the manufacturers of sexy lingerie for women and sexy items for men. What you're trying to do is honor them by selling a perfume called A Hint of Bush. Is this for women?
I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't hear you.
Is A Hint of Bush, is that a perfume for women?
Yes, it is. It is, Phil. And I think women will like it. And if they buy A Hint of Bush, we'll give a piece of the proceeds to Fredericks of Hollywood to keep them going. I think you need to understand something.
Are you hearing what a lot of these people are saying, that your manner, calling women two-baggers, calling them multi-lays, multi-baggers, mercy-lays, it's offensive?
You know something, man? Women like it when a guy plays rough, and I think I can hear it in the voices of a lot of these women. They are a little bit attracted to me. They want to argue with me and change me, but they want to reach out and make contact with me because they think I'm sassy. You know, and I want to.
What's this rubber band thing?
Well, that's the thing I want to mention. I honor Fredericks of Hollywood because, seriously, before Fredericks of Hollywood came into my life, if I was with a woman who was ugly and I didn't know what to do, I'd have to tie a rubber band around the base of my. You know, I don't know what you want to. If you know,
you don't have to use the word. You're tying a rubber band there for what?
To maintain my ability to make the sass. Okay, and now with Fredericks of Hollywood, I don't have to tie a rubber band down there. So, see, that's all I'm saying.
And okay, Fredericks of Hollywood helps you...
Make sense.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. San Gabriel on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
First of all, I need to say that you are not a woman, so you do not know what women want. You do not know
yeah,
what women
but I know,
want. Women aren't here for your libidinous pleasure.
I know a lot of women.
Women aren't here for your libidinous pleasure. This is the year 2000. I'm a 15-year-old
Well,
female.
How come Fredericks of Hollywood sells all the sexy stuff then?
Because women want to feel good about themselves.
That's what I'm talking about.
As a 15-year-old female, I'm growing up in a society where I'm already pressured by magazines and television. I don't need to be thinking that I'm here to please a man.
Well,
I'm
wait a second. I got
to
tell you something. I draw
I'm
the line at 15.
Myself.
I draw the line at 15. I don't know why I'm even talking to you because I would have nothing to do with you.
Well, thank you. At least there's one thing you're doing.
Women don't.
Yeah, well, hold on. At least there's one thing you're doing.
Well, she's too young. She's a kid. I'm talking about women.
I have an opinion. Does that make my opinion less valid? Does that make
yeah,
my opinion less valid?
Okay, Shorty, what's your opinion?
I just think that it's disgusting, and I don't have to grow up in a society where I'm subjected to the pressures
hey,
of
look,
men thinking that they're
you know what I do
bigger
with
than
you?
Me.
You know what I do with you? I'd take you fishing. I'd take you out fishing or motorcycle riding. That's what you ought to be doing right now, not having sex.
Oh, I'm not having sex.
Oh, good.
But
that's
I don't
great.
Feel. I don't think I need to feel the pressure of a man thinking that.
I'd have you help me launch my boat or something.
Pleasure.
What?
You know what example you're setting out for 15-year-old males who are listening to this?
You know what? Well,
and think that it's all right.
I won't have sex with you, but you could wear the Hint of Bush.
I don't want to have sex with you.
Well, what about
I would never have sex with a person like you.
Go make me a cake in your holly hobby oven or something. You know. I mean,
why don't you have respect for people's opinions?
I do
not
have respect for. I think you're a little young to be talking about this. Okay.
Why am I young? Because I have an opinion of this.
You're a kid.
In case you haven't heard,
go roll up a ball of yarn
or
something.
Youth is the voice of America.
What?
Okay. Youth is the voice of America.
Yeah, youth is the voice of America, but not the voice of sass. Okay. You're 15,
well,
kid.
Certainly, you should not be.
Is there a Yahtzee game or something you can go play? Seriously, man.
Why are you dismissing this girl's opinion?
Because she's a kid, man. She should be, I don't know, like watching Blue's Clues or something, man. Go play dress up with your Barbies.
I'm a guy. I'm a man. You're making it harder for women
I'm a
to
man.
Feel good about themselves.
I'm making a lot of women feel good that I won't take no 15-year-old girl for sass. I draw
Nobody
the line
wants
at 15.
You to.
Look at Chris. I admire you for that. Okay, I'm glad that you're not taking this girl's. You know, you're not observing her as a sexual creature. But what do you mean? Why doesn't she go bake you a cake at a holly hobby? What is that thing?
Holly hobby. She knows what it is, don't you, honey?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Get this kid off the phone, man. I can't talk
sex
with no kid.
You're a sexist person.
You know what's
okay?
going to happen to me now? I'm going to have to wear a rubber band for a week after this conversation. Oh man.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You're-
All of a sudden, I'm getting, like, real soft.
Okay.
You know what? That is so disrespectful to women in general, not just to me, but to every woman who's listening to this.
Honey, look, I do not play by the rule if there's grass on the field, play ball, okay? Even I draw a line, all right?
Are you scolding? What is that even? Are you thinking before you open your mouth?
Are you scolding me?
Oh, I you know what?
I like
I have
that
an opinion
women.
Of you, and it's not very high.
I do like,
you're disrespecting
I like to be,
me.
I do like being scolded by women. 15, huh? Where's your
That's
daddy?
Disgusting.
Where's your father?
My father's inside.
Is he inside?
And my mother is listening to this right now.
Well, she'll be happy to know that I want nothing to do with you, okay? So tell your mom if this is going to be some
well,
kind of a
what?
Shotgun
I want
wedding.
Nothing to do with you.
I don't like, you know, look it, go in and help your mom make cookies.
That's not what women do, okay?
Iron your dad's
my
shirt.
My mom is a working mother, and she doesn't need to be
Great.
In the kitchen and be submissive to my father.
As that, then she
okay?
needs somebody to do the dishes, and I suggest
because
you get started, okay?
Why? Okay. Thank you, dear, for your call, but apparently...
You're welcome.
Oh, dear. Okay, Dad.
You want me to hang up on you too, pal?
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm sorry. I mean, you were just talking to her like she's some little kid.
Well, you were too. Go make me a cake. Syracuse on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, yeah, how you doing? Yes, sir.
Good. For you.
I mean, how come you're yelling at me, man, because I didn't want to have nothing to do with no 15-year-old kid?
Good for you, man. I was wondering where you drew the line. Thank God.
I got scruples.
Yes, sir.
Well, Phil, let me say that first opportunity I've had to listen to your show. And I've liked it so far up until this point. By the way, I would like to hear the end of your story about the Playboy Mansion sometime.
Okay, let's go, all right? God, we don't, you know, this is not that kind of a talk show, all right? I don't need any ass licking. Just get to the point of your call. Let's go.
All right, I'm not going to ass lick.
Fine, great. Let's go.
Well, listen to you yell at this guy, man.
I need him to get to his call. Yeah.
I think we've lost sight of what Chris is trying to do. First of all, Chris, I totally disagree with your feelings on the situation.
You disagree with my feelings on the situation? Look, dude, do you want to step up to the plate for a bottle of Bush, a hint of Bush, or don't you?
I definitely would not buy one from you.
Okay.
There's no way.
Next question.
First of all, do you have permission from Fredericks to do this?
I don't need permission, man. I support them 100% in their trying to keep women sassy.
And it's all right for you to use their name.
Yeah, man. I can say I like Fredericks of Hollywood. Hey, Phil, was it all right for that guy to use your name when he called?
Okay, look, you know, I'm going to bail out on this. Thanks for your call, sir. Chris, all I got to say is you are, you know, really coming off, sounding like a jackball.
Can I give out the phone number?
What's the phone number?
The number for people to buy a hint of Bush.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that number is 213-251-3189 if you want to buy a bottle of a hint of Bush. And all the proceeds, I mean, I'll give some of the proceeds if you want me to Fredericks of Hollywood, but...
What is this hint of Bush, man? Where do they make perfume?
At a perfume-making factory, and then they
And then they ship the bottles to you, huh?
Yeah.
Who picked the name?
I guess I did. I don't know.
All right, there's your phone number. Have a good time, you guys, buying your hint of Bush from Chris. And, by the way, get him back on the line. How did you make this stuff?
Is that me?
Yeah, how did you make it?
It's just a bottle full of water and tuna fish oil. And then
okay, thank you. one 800 449 8686 Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the top-rated Phil Henry Show, number one in afternoon drive in Los Angeles and across the country. Just blowing people's minds, man. Just blowing their minds. The one talk show that doesn't have to keep a caller on for 30 minutes because there's no others on the board. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, I wanted to finish the story. This is the story that guy from Syracuse was referring to, and I almost wasn't going to finish this story because of that guy's call from Syracuse, but I'm going to. So, sir, the guy in Syracuse, turn your radio off. Everybody else gets to hear the story. And anyway, it was when I got my pictures taken at the Playboy Mansion, publicity shots, press photos. You have to have these if you think you're going to do anything like act or be any kind of a personality or public, you know, entity. So I went and I had some pictures taken over the Playboy Mansion because this friend of mine knew Hefner. She was a female photographer. And we went over there and, you know, I got my car parked and I went in, sat down at this little kind of a dining room table off of the kitchen. Now, when I was there, this was in 85, the Playboy Mansion is it's really not. Well, I don't want to say it's not well appointed. It's strange. There's sort of a fern bar feeling to the joint. I don't know. It's got some stuff in it that's almost colonial looking, you know, old looking. So I went in there, and there were all these women, and I say all these women. There's about five or six women sitting at the table, and then there was me, and there was another guy, maybe two other guys, and I'm waiting for my friend to show up, so we'll go get the pictures taken, and they asked me if I wanted something to drink. I said, sure. They asked, do you want any breakfast? And I'm like, well, I mean, I was hungry, but I didn't want to order it. You're intimidated, you know, you're there, this is the sex capital of the world, and what am I, eating ham and eggs in this joint? Nah. So I'm having myself a Coke, and the women are talking to, you know, these Playboy bunnies that are there, and these chicks that, I don't know what their trip is, they're getting their picture taken for the magazine, or they're people that Hef knows, or whatever, and they're like, hi, I'm Pookie, or whatever, and where are you from? Well, I'm from Arcadia, you know, and I got the feeling that maybe the only guys that hang around that joint are really wealthy guys. I mean, in other words, if you're there having a Coke sitting in this house, you must have some kind of juice. And they're interested in meeting you. Like maybe you're a movie director, or maybe you're a famous writer or some crap. And this girl had said to me, well, you know, I was going to go back to Dallas, but I hit my head on the coping of the pool, so Hef said I should stay. And I said, well, I think you should stay too, you know, make sure your head clears. Could take a few years, but let's wait for those cobwebs to get out, okay? Ha ha ha.
What you mean by that?
Oh, I'm just joking. So anyway, we went around to the Cabana area near the pool to have these pictures taken. And I started this story last hour because I saw Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice on TV last night, and I was wondering, what happened to Robert Culp? Because I liked I Spy, and I saw him in a Columbo. I always liked just kind of like the stuff I saw him in. He was always kind of an intense guy, had a kind of a look about him. I don't know. So this cat, you know, we go down there, and she's taking my picture now, and we're in this Cabana room. They have these tanning beds, like one, two, one, two. You know, they're stacked one on the other. And these chicks are walking in, tanning themselves, you know, with their tops off, and I'm, frankly, I'm getting excited. So that's when I just locked the door and I attacked all four of the women laying on the tanning beds. No, I'm kidding. I was laying there getting my picture taken, watching these women coming in and out. And then I see this guy come in, skinny guy with a tan, wearing yellow, banana yellow Speedos. And it's Robert Culp. You know, nice guy. I didn't say anything to the guy. I said, Jesus. That's a movie actor. I mean, I know who that guy is. That's and my friend is saying, yeah, they all come here. He has an open invitation from Hef if he wants to come here and just hang at the pool. So that's who that cat was, Robert Culp in his banana yellow Speedos as he walked in. Had kind of gray hair at the time. I don't know what he looks like now, but you know what? None of us are getting any better looking, so it's no slam on you there, Bob, if you don't mind me calling you Bob. And that's when I last saw Robert Culp in the Cabana at the Playboy Mansion while I was laying there fantasizing about attacking violently all of the women that were coming in and out of the place. By the way, some of those Playboy bunnies, you probably heard this. Well, let me tell you, it's true. Or the chicks that pose in that magazine, like, you know how they look real big, bigger than life? One of them had to be like 4'2". And she had a huge chest, you know. But that her chest was about as big as her. She was really small. And with no makeup on, she looked a little bit like my sister. And now I'm looking at my sister in ways that I've never, you know, fantasized before. I mean, seriously, you know, I don't want to, well, she just looks better to me now than... There's nothing really wrong with loving your sister, is it? I mean, in a way that perhaps is forbidden? Because I got it bad for my sister. I'm starting to get it bad for my mom, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Phil Henry.
Oh, yeah. Mom. The Phil Henry Show is a presentation of this radio station in cooperation with the University of Nebraska Department of Agriculture. Our producer is Mike Schaefer. Engineering, Craig Taylor. Standing around and doing nothing, Melissa Morgan. Phil's married to Maria and has four stepkids, and he's on his way home right now. See what work they've done in the pool. You notice that he hasn't talked anything about that pool in a long time, and there's a good reason for that, because they're actually getting some work done on that thing now. We should be swimming by Thanksgiving. Yeah. How'd you like to, seriously, wouldn't you like to play the organ like this? Because I would. I'd like to be one of those guys sitting in the mall. Wouldn't you want to be sitting in a mall someplace, like for a part-time job? You got to leave here, Craig, and go over to the Galleria and just play one of those, you know, a Hammond B3. Girl from Ipanema. We'll be back to our afternoon movie in just a minute. All right, now some music from the film King Kong. Okay, what's this? That's King Kong falling off the Empire State Building. See, this is the jungle part, okay, where King Kong's busting down the gates and all the natives are running and he steps on a few of them. Like I said, wasn't there one native, like, stuck to the bottom of his foot? I swear, when they gas him on the beach and he finally falls over, you see a native just flattened out on the bottom of his foot from running through the village. Have you seen King Kong? Have you? Craig's never seen it. It shows you how old that flick is. Nobody's ever seen King Kong, the granddaddy of them all. When that brontosaurus eats that guy, it's great. And little did we know, they're actually herbivores. They don't eat meat. But in that movie, the brontosaurus eats one of the guys. Better than Jurassic Park. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Craig Taylor Productions.